All right. Every Monday we check in with our buddy Dick Weiss, former editor of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. He joins us now from a beach house. Where are you, Dick?
I am in Sunset Beach, which is in the southern tip of North Carolina or the northern tip of South Carolina. I can't remember which.
All right. And you're enjoying the festivities down there?
I am. It's beautiful down here, but I understand the weather's pretty nice there.
It's got nice over the weekend, finally. Some warm front moved out and some nice cool front moved in, so it's gorgeous weather back here. All right. You're here because you are our media critic. You peruse the media and give us things we've missed and things that are interesting to you. 30-year editor of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, 20 years at the Metro section. You also have a website, weissrite.com, weisswrite.com. And you love this whole John, Elizabeth, and Ann Coulter story, don't you?
Oh, yeah. That was fascinating to watch. They need each other, Ann Coulter and the Edwardses. They profess to dislike one another, and well, the Edwardses should, because Ann Coulter has said some of the most vile things about them. But every time Ann Coulter opens her mouth, the Edwards campaign coffers fill up with cash. So there was a little confrontation on the hardball with Chris Matthews, in which he had Ann Coulter on, and then all of a sudden Elizabeth Edwards is on the line asking Ann Coulter to stop saying those terrible things about the Edwards family, which included apparently Ms. Coulter said something about their late son, that Senator Edwards, or former Senator Edwards, was driving around with a bumper sticker saying, ask me about my dead son, which is about the most horrible thing I think you could say. And Ms. Edwards asked Ann Coulter to cease and desist, and of course she wouldn't, and so it went on from there.
Ann Coulter, and you make a great point that Ann Coulter needs John Edwards and Elizabeth Edwards, but John and Elizabeth also need Ann Coulter. It's a mutually beneficial relationship.
Right, and the other aspect of this is that Chris Matthews needs Ann Coulter and the Edwardses, because he's after ratings, after all. And really, where I think this thing kind of goes in the toilet is with Matthews. He shouldn't have had Ann Coulter on at all, because she really adds nothing to civil dialogue in this country or political debate. She's a bomb thrower, and she has nothing really to contribute. But he's doing it for the ratings, and then it creates this sort of echo chamber, which, of course, we are a part.
Now, not that I'm in the business of defending Ann Coulter, who hung up on me, I guess, 6-7 months ago. But the argument, wasn't one of the things she said was that she wanted John Edwards to be blown up by a terrorist?
Yeah, actually, I think as I listened to Howie Kurtz yesterday, I think actually that remark was taken out of context.
Right, right.
She was referring to somebody else who wanted somebody else blown up by a terrorist.
Well, no, I think was it Bill Maher?
Yeah, Bill Maher.
Who said about Vice President Cheney when he was over in Afghanistan, if he could just be blown up by a terrorist, all of our lives would be better.
Right.
So she was making reference to saying it's okay for Bill Maher to say that, but if I say something like, I hope John Edwards is blown up by a terrorist, I'm a bad, bad person. So
right. And here's the difference. Bill Maher is a comic. Now, some people might think of Ann Coulter as a kind of comic, but she is actually pretending to be a commentator who is speaking about serious matters of public policy. And she says these things. And in my view, she's not really worth listening to or putting on anybody's air. But
it's almost like she's the Ralph Nader of the right. You know, the left has to put up with their ne'er-do-wells, who always, they're Al Sharptons, I guess. You know, Al Sharpton says something, the media is there for a soundbite. Ann Coulter has a book out or something, everyone puts her on. It's sort of the counterbalance to Al Sharpton.
Yeah, I would say closer to Al Sharpton than to Ralph Nader. Actually, you don't have to go back too far to remember that Ralph Nader was a serious consumer advocate, and the reason why our cars are safe today is because of the profound work that Ralph Nader did in the 60s and 70s, and other consumer issues as well. Now, he's kind of gone off the deep end a little bit, and you know, at least in my view, but he's not the he doesn't say the sorts of things that hateful things that Ann Coulter does.
Are you saying that the left and the right only pump up the critical things the other side says just to raise money?
Seems to be that way. It seems like they use each other.
Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah. That's the Hillary Clinton deal. You know, Hillary Clinton says something. The right loves it because they can vilify her and then send it out in a mail piece and then make money off it.
Yes, it's nasty.
Yeah. Let's switch to the iPhone, which I find the marketers there are absolutely genius because it rolls out on Friday before the 4th of July week. They come out with a big buy campaign, but how much free press has the iPhone gotten?
It's remarkable, and I want one, of course.
Of course, you do.
They've just whetted my appetite for it. Those commercials are brilliant, and they make it seem like so much fun. But what was missing from a lot of the media was how does the iPhone compare to everything else that's out there? What else could you get that might be cheaper, or it might connect to the internet a lot more quickly, or you might have several plans to choose from instead of just one? And of course, today there's a number of stories out saying that a number of iPhone buyers have not been able to connect yet because of various snafus. So, you know, what goes around comes around. There's probably going to be a lot of criticism of the iPhone now, but they certainly sold a lot of units.
That's a great point in that not just the ads, but the stories about the iPhone, whether it was on major newspaper dailies or network news or local news, the story wasn't, hey, you know what, the iPhone's great, but it isn't anything revolutionary because you can get all those same functions on the seven other phones that are out there.
Right.
That's a good point.
Really cool looking and slick and neat. But just, you know, I have misplaced my cell phone, my cheapo cell phone, many times, left it in movie theaters and things like that. And I wouldn't you just go crazy if you left your iPhone somewhere lying around?
Well,
the world would stop.
Here's what I love. These people who waited online for a week, I can go in and buy one now.
Is that right?
Yeah, because there's plenty of them there. There's plenty of them available.
Is that right? Well,
so there you go.
It's a good thing I'm out of town because I'd probably have already bought one by now.
Each week, Dick Weiss, you bring up the best story you've never read. We can check these on your website. What's the best story?
Yes, the best story you've never read is in the San Francisco Chronicle. And imagine you are in a very nice neighborhood, but the home right next door to you is a wreck. It's a derelict home. And finally, somebody snaps it up for a mere $500,000 because, of course, you're in San Francisco and the property values are sky high. And this nice couple moves in, and they're going to renovate the home, and you're going to be rid of an eyesore. But then it turns out that the couple, they're a do-it-yourself kind of couple, and they're starting to renovate the home themselves. And then you go on vacation, and you get a phone call. Perhaps you're down at Sunset Beach, and you get a phone call. And your neighbor is telling you that your neighbor's home has come off of its foundation and rolled into yours, causing $30,000 damage and releasing asbestos into the air, creating almost a Superfund hazard site. That has got to be the ultimate nightmare. And, of course, then they finally, instead of doing it yourself, they bring in a contractor to do the cleanup, but then they decide they don't like the contractor, and they fire him. And then the contractor is suing this couple, and you have to get in line to collect for your $30,000 worth of damage. It's all in the San Francisco Chronicle. You can get it on my Weiss Wright website and get a link to it and read up on it. It'll take you about 3 minutes of reading time. A hysterical story, very funny story, of course, if it's not you.
There you go. WeissWright.com, WeissWrite, .com. Dick Weiss, enjoy the rest of your week.
I will.
And we'll talk to you next Monday. Thanks, Dick.
Okay. Bye-bye.
You got it. Short and sweet. Dick Weiss here on the Big 550.